if you stand beside the road with a "will work for gas" sign. The hours are long as the cars stream one by one, ignoring you as if you were homeless. You see people you wish would stop. Finally, a farmer by the name of Jeb pulls up with his truck and chickens in the back.
Where are you heading to, boy?
My car is broke down. Can you either give me a tow back to my house or give me a lift to the nearest gas station? I'm also in need of some money. If you have any work at all, I'd love to help you out.
Yeah, boy. Hop on in.
The day turns into night. You stop for food at the local Cracker Barrel to take down some biscuits and gravy soda with an ice cold Pepsi. If the old man takes you back to his farm. As it gets darker, the moon lurking over your shoulder, the old man takes you back to his farm. Something about this guy and his farm are starting to give you the creeps. A large barn silo with the painted Coors beer can be seen next to the barn. The barn itself is a typical old red barn, nothing too fancy except for the strange green glow that is coming from inside of it. What is that glowing inside the barn, you ask?
Oh, that's my new invention.
The farmer replies and chuckles to himself. What is it?
It's an automatic egg-picking machine. It gets eggs from the chickens every morning.
Oh, okay. You say, spacing off. Yeah, that might be a good invention for a farmer. Finally, at the end of the driveway, you get out and go inside. The farmer says,
your room's downstairs, or you can sleep outside with the chickens in the barn.
He laughs. No, the basement will do fine, you say. You're so tired all of a sudden. You lay down and you fall into a fitful sleep, haunted by nightmares and feelings that something very bad is about to happen. What a day, you think to yourself. Certainly the thought of something bad happening is constant. You know how you can have this good night's rest? Opiates! You reach into your pocket and pull out a pocket opium pipe and load it. You take a few hits of the pipe, put it back and sit back and relax. Relax and fall asleep. You wake up on a cold floor. It's wet and cold, definitely stone. Your eyes slowly open from the opium grogginess. Your foot is chained up to a pipe. A green glow shines underneath a doorway. On the other side of the door, the farmer prepares his machine. It's a machine that turns humans into coin purses, meat, and dental floss. You don't know much about Buddhism, and most of what you do know is distorted by the lies of the Christian church having spoken out about it. You attempt Buddhist prayer, but instead you summon a dark and foul being from a deep hyperdimension. The air goes dead, wet, and hot. A greasy, slimy-looking substance begins to wiggle in clear strands. This entity slowly fills out, going darker until inky black. A large black bubble of smaller churning bubbles. Its head, a sucker mouth surrounded by a withering thorned tendrils. It is taking a massive amounts of air, bloating obscenely and spreading a stench like shit produced by an entirely chemical being. It's getting hard to breathe in here. You're still chained to the furnace, and the beast turns its head to look at you. It makes an incomprehensible vibrating tone. The beast lifts its head and howls so loud the floorboards shake the dust off. Just then, the farmer is coming down quickly with his shotgun to see what the hell's going on. The monster leaps as the farmer fires. Most of the lead drives into the beast's flank, but you take some of the spray and red rips open in your arms and the side, and you are thrown down by the monster as it spins around, screaming and lashing at the farmer. You crawl away, leaving a blood trail. You hear two more blasts, like bottled thunder, in the basement.